Now, Coach Berkman on demand from SFMSports.net.
Joined now by head coach Jim Berkman. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, man. Very excited.
This game didn't quite start out how many of us believed it would. Washington College got out to a quick 3-goal lead, but your team responded.
Yeah, I think we left some guys out in the island pretty early. You know, I think they knew that we didn't like to slide a whole lot, so they just put their head down the first few times. You saw that guy, he didn't even look, and he just put his head down and went hard through a couple checks. You know, the first one was a nice goal, we weren't quite ready for. The second one, the guy was actually falling, and I think was actually checked out of his sticks, and it bounced up in that upper corner. But then we started going when we needed to go. You know, I thought we really shut them down after that point, you know, pretty good defensively, and we're able to get us back in the game.
Washington College came into this game with a ton of momentum on their side, and it looked like they played with that coming out immediately, and then your team was able to make those adjustments and really, as you said yourself, shut them down after the first quarter. What does that say about your defense? What did they do?
Well, I think, you know, defensively, we started sliding a little bit more. You know, when that kid got 4 yards inside the box, we were starting to think of going a little bit sooner than we usually do, because their thing was, hey, that Salisbury doesn't slide a whole lot. We're going to attack the goal. And, you know, I thought we did a great job of adjusting, you know, after that third goal and not really giving them a whole lot.
We saw some things a little bit out of the ordinary maybe with his offense. Adam Stork getting a couple of really good chances and able to put it in. What did you see out there with him?
Well, you know, that's Adam's first 2 goals of the season. You know, he's been a real role player in that second line. He's had a couple opportunities. You know, I think, again, you know, he took what they gave him. They were so concerned about, you know, BK and Tommy Cirillo, and they did a good job of shutting those guys down, and they were letting him go a little bit. So he was getting a little bit closer. I think on that beautiful bounce shot he had, he was only at about 8 yards. And on the underhand shot, he got to the backside. He had his hands free from about 10 yards and was able to get the ball down quickly before the goalie could. You know, to his credit, those were 2 big goals.
It seemed like Washington College, after that first half, really had some issues with their composure and keeping the ball in their sticks. What did you see out there?
Well, the pressure got to them a little bit, because, you know, they had some unforced turnovers that are uncharacteristic of them, you know, in the third quarter especially. You know, we did a nice job again. We only had 12 turnovers, and we only had 5 in the second half. But they had some unforced turnovers. Again, when you're getting pressure and beaten up by 4 short stick D middies and a defense that's pretty aggressive, you know, sometimes that takes its toll over the course of the game. And, you know, they were really running only 1 midfield line. You know, they were only running, you know, 7, 8, and 42. And, you know, that takes its toll when you got six guys guarding 3 the whole game up top. And, you know, to our credit, with the depth of Timmy Stone on the second D mid unit and Brendan Bromwell and Marty Wallace, that we were able to wear them down a little bit.
Your man-up unit did very well, 3 of 6 on the day. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, Luke had a great shot down here and a step-down shot. We were a little tentative to start the game in the first couple man-ups, but after that we did a good job in the fourth quarter of really holding the ball and killing some clock, but then taking advantage of the last 15 seconds and putting one in.
Now you're heading back to the national championship game, a place you've been before. How do you feel going into that game? And now you get to turn your attention towards your opponent, that being Tufts.
Well, you know, right now we're going to enjoy the moment. This has been a great day to be a Seagull. You know, record crowd here tonight. This is the first crowd like this, I think, since the last time we played the War on the Shore in 2004, and we had a packed house on both sides. You know, so we're going to enjoy the moment. Our kids are in finals, you know, the next 3 days, so it's not like they're going to be going out and doing a whole lot other than studying and getting ready for a majority of their finals over the next 3 days. So, but we're going to enjoy the night. As a staff, we're going to meet. We already got a tentative scout report to work from, and we'll go over that so that they can, watching film going into tomorrow, they'll have a tentative skeleton to work with. We're going to enjoy the moment. You know, we got a week to prepare. We got a lot to do. We're going to play a great team. Everybody's great at this point, but we're excited to be going to Baltimore.
Well, congratulations again, Coach. We will see you in Baltimore.
Thank you.